You're listening to It's Not That Deep, the podcast. Join us as we explore everything from lifestyle tips and trends
to hard-hitting and thought-provoking topics.
Our goal is to provide a space where you can feel comfortable and heard,
while also offering insights and advice on how to navigate life's challenges.
So tune in and join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's get into it. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Bree.
We're so glad you're here.
For the third week in a row.
Woohoo! We're back. Huzzah. What? What
just
happened?
They probably can't. Well, it just squeaked and I was like,
oh.
Do you ever make a noise with a chair and then feel the need to like repeat it so people know
you didn't? I have flatulate? In my younger years.
Oh.
But I've kind of gotten to the point that if it happens, I just do nothing. And if somebody's like, did you just break wind? Like, oh, no, it was the chair.
Oh.
Like, just make no deal of it at all.
It gives me anxiety. I'm like, oh, see, I was just moving this way.
You know, with that, when I first started going to the gym, that would happen because those seats, they're covered in like leather, you know, or whatever that's called. It doesn't matter. They're slick. And sometimes it makes that sound.
Right.
And at first, because I had not been in the gym long, you think, oh, I'm so sorry. It wasn't anything, I promise. And I would do it again.
Yeah.
Which, you know, but anybody who's been in the gym for a long time knows exactly That's what true. That is. And nobody else thought anything of it. And so I was just bringing more attention to it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's just the strong urge to replicate it. Mm-hmm. And then it never
right.
yeah. works.
It's not the same.
And then you're like, it's very uncomfortable. But, you know, it's fine. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going.
Yeah.
You know, my day's a little thrown off.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
Okay.
We're good. I did my core workout ahead of time.
Nice.
While I waited for you to get here.
I love the workout set, by the way.
Thank you.
Super cute.
Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, I have it in cream,
They're high-waisted,
too.
Right?
They're very high-waisted. I have to roll them down when I work out. It's
Will
ridiculous.
Will you send me a link? Because I might
buy a size
up.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now I'm digging the whole high-waisted shorts over my bump.
And they come in all kinds of cute colors. So,
see, yeah.
Like burnt orange.
Ooh, cute.
Kind of a teal. It's cute stuff. What was I saying?
You did your core workout ahead of time.
As soon as we record this, I'm going to hit my leg day. Really excited. Been hitting some PRs. Feeling good.
Yeah. Feeling good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any updates for us?
Life updates?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. What is it?
No. It's just a string, a very long string.
Oh my gosh.
It's kind of like tucked away.
Life updates. Life updates. Life.
Or like anything you want to. I have a few random thoughts that I've been collecting throughout the day because I was like, ooh, you know what? I'm going to ask Jen about that on the podcast. Do you have anything like that?
You know, not today.
And that's okay.
Today, because my day's thrown off, you know?
Yeah.
All of it. I'm mentally thrown off, physically thrown off, all the things.
All the things.
But all is well. Just no updates.
No updates. That's fine.
It's been a peaceful week thus far. It's only Tuesday. It'll be Thursday when you listen. Wait.
What day is it? No. That's right. It'll be.
Yes. It'll be Thursday when y'all listen. But it's Tuesday currently.
Yeah. That sounded very wrong. But
I know. It feels like a Wednesday.
It does. It definitely feels like a midweek slump.
Yeah.
It was weird. To me, it was either like a Wednesday-ish Tuesday or a Monday-ish Tuesday. Because you know what I mean?
Like, I do.
Mondays are always just meh. And then Wednesdays can be meh. Like, it's just the middle of the week and you're like, ugh, two more days until the weekend. It's frustrating.
You know, I don't agree.
Oh.
I hear what you're saying.
Right.
But I think it's because of the way Cole and I structure our week.
Oh, that's good.
That Tuesdays and Thursdays are the ugh days.
Really?
Because those are the days he doesn't get home until like 7:30.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So the days are much, much longer. And for me, that's just a drag. Like, oh, gosh. Because by that point, I've finished work. I've done my workout. And I'm just kind of sitting around the house. If there aren't house chores, it's just kind of like, well, come on.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
For me, my schedule Monday through Friday right now is just the same.
Right.
Every day.
Yes.
And so by the time I get to Wednesday, I'm like, okay, this is day three of it. And I still have two more.
Yeah.
And like, I can't even.
I definitely get that.
It's like I hit a wall.
Yes.
But then once Thursday comes around, I'm like, oh, tomorrow's Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Friday's like, oh,
yeah,
it's about to go down, which means I'm going to lay in bed all weekend. But, you know, it's fine. Two random thoughts for you.
Yeah.
One. I'll get this one out of the way first. Have you noticed when you're driving into we're at Jenna's parents' house right now as a studio, by the way. When you're driving into their neighborhood, it's like this next street over, you pass this house and it has two iron dogs, like flat dog signs that are stuck in the ground, but they're squatting like they're pooping.
Yes.
That's very interesting to me. What an interesting decision. Why would you put pooping dogs in your...
No, those indicate do not let your dog poop here. That's why they're there. Some of them even say no pooping, no.
Oh, yeah. No pooping.
Yeah.
Wait, are they everywhere?
No.
Oh, okay.
They just have chosen to put that there.
I thought it was like supposed to be funny, and I was like,
no.
An interesting design choice.
It's meant to be a more aesthetic indication of, hey, do not allow your dog to poop in my yard.
Do not let your dog poop here, so we're going to put pooping statues.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense. And then another thing. I need to know your stance, your opinion on the Golden Goose sneakers.
I've never seen such an ugly shoe.
Thank God.
I do not understand because they come pre-distressed.
But why would you ever? They look... filthy.
Yeah, they look absolutely filthy. They look like your favorite tennis shoe that you've been wearing, you know, for 5 years too long, they're about to fall apart. And people pay outrageous amounts of money for them.
Outrageous.
And I just do not understand.
I don't either.
If that's your thing, then enjoy.
Enjoy.
But for all of us. I just can't fathom spending the amount of money that those cost on a shoe that looks like it's been just worn into the ground, you know?
I agree. You know what light bulb just went off in my head? Are we old people now for thinking that? Because think about...
No.
Hold on.
This is not the same as ripped jeans.
How, though? I mean, in my opinion, I agree. But old people hate ripped... Old people. Older folk hate ripped jeans.
It's true. They always say something.
Yeah, they always are so disturbed because they look so worn out and so... beaten up. Like,
I don't think it's the same. Okay, I don't think it's the same, and this is why.
Okay.
Typically, ripped jeans, the only, we'll say, distressed part, even I don't really think of it as distressing, right, is that there's a minor threading or, you know, big holes in the knees. It's an aesthetic choice. The rest of the jean looks clean
yeah,
and does not look threadbare.
That's true.
Now, I would say if they were ripped and distressed to look like a very old pair, then yeah, that's not...
That's gross.
That's not a great choice.
Okay.
But the Golden Gooses, not only do they look broken in, they look filthy.
Yeah. It's just not a vibe.
It's gross. It looks gross. I always think, oh gosh, that person needs a new pair of shoes.
Me too.
When I see them.
And then I'm like, oh, those are probably brand new. They probably just got those last week.
Yeah.
I just can't. Yeah. When I...
It's going to be a no from me.
It's going to be a big no. When I go to pick out a pair of sneakers, if I notice that mine are a bit too scuffed up,
yeah,
I will take like a bleach Clorox wipe to it. Or, you know, like they need to be clean.
Yeah. Well, I'm crisp.
They're such a thing right now.
I don't understand.
People are obsessed. And I just, okay, that makes me feel better. I was hoping that we would have, I figured we would.
Yeah.
But. You never know, because...
That's true. We do be disagreeing.
We do be disagreeing, especially on, like, the best show ever, but whatever. We don't need to go there.
The least funny.
Well. I think those are all my thoughts for now.
Okay.
I feel like I have random things throughout the day now, and I'm always like, ooh, that'll be something good to chat with Jen about on the podcast. But anyway, shall we tell the people what we're talking about today?
Yeah, people. Today, we're going to share some of the high-maintenance things that we do to stay low-maintenance.
Yes.
This was kind of circulating on TikTok a little bit, and it was really cute and fun just to see what people do, because it does vary to some degree, because it's not necessarily what you think.
Yeah.
For some people, one of their high-maintenance things is, I have a green juice every day. Like, it's just whatever you do to kind of keep your day going along, keep you feeling your best, looking your best, whatever. You know, so you have a low maintenance approach to life.
Well, and I think my initial reaction when I hear somebody like call you high maintenance is kind of like, well, that's kind of rude. Like,
well, yeah,
it has a negative connotation, but it shouldn't, because it's really just investing in yourself. It's just making, you know, making life a little more pleasant.
Yeah.
When it,
but also if it doesn't affect anyone else, how dare you say I'm high maintenance?
Right.
High maintenance to whom?
Right. Who says who?
Because you aren't my partner.
Right.
You have no impact on my life whatsoever.
Yeah.
Your opinion is completely inconsequential.
Right.
If I'm not bothered, My partner's not bothered.
Then why are you?
Why do you care?
Mind your business.
Uh-oh, your nose is running away. No. Okay. Here you go. Here's your nose back.
I love it.
Okay.
But yes, so we... sometimes we can be high maintenance girlies, and that's all right.
But not really.
But not really,
that's
though.
The point.
We're high maintenance, so we can be low maintenance. If that makes sense at all.
I think it makes sense.
It makes total sense.
To the girlies.
Yeah. The girlies will get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Do you
want
to...
I want you to go first. Okay. Yeah. I want to hear your first thing. I want to see if it's the same as mine.
My very first thing list? Yeah. Okay. My first item on this list is... And I haven't done it as regularly as I was doing it a few months ago. Mm-hmm. But item number one is to tint and laminate my brows.
Okay, see, I have that on my list as my first two things as well. Yes. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
One is tint my brows and tint my lashes.
Yeah.
Technically, I've yet to do this, but I have all of the things at home.
She's prepared. Ready
to, I'm so excited. I've been planning to do it a couple nights in a row.
I'm excited to
see
it.
I've just been up late, so I definitely agree with that.
Because it is... one of the most frustrating things, like right now I'm in dire need of a lamination because they just lay so flat.
Yeah.
Also, if you have naturally curly hair, like mine, I didn't realize. I thought I just had crazy brows. Like sometimes they don't cooperate, especially like on the edges. And the girl who does my brows and lashes, last time I was getting them done, she said, do you have naturally curly hair? And I was like, yeah. She's like, no wonder your brows don't cooperate. And I was like, I didn't even think that those hairs could be the same kind of.
That's interesting. You know, does that apply to like your leg hair too, you think?
Oh, I have no idea.
If you let it grow out long enough, would it be slightly curly, like, or wavy?
I don't know.
Or is it different because it's a completely different part of your body?
Well, that's what I thought about my
Well, but no, because that's your face. That's your head.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very close proximity. You know, that makes sense because you're right. I never thought about that either. But my eyebrows have a complete mind of their own.
Yes.
And they are not twins at all.
Mine are not even cousins.
They're like half sisters.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it made sense when she said that. And I was like, no wonder I struggle with them. But if you get it, you get it. Like, trying to get your brows to cooperate is just a task in and of itself. And so if I can laminate them, get them tinted, I don't have to use any product on my brows. I can just take a spoolie and brush them out. And it lasts for 6 weeks. Heck yeah. That makes it low maintenance because I don't have to worry about them until like 2 months from now.
You know? I am in my European girl era.
Ooh.
And what that means to me is less makeup.
Yes.
More minimal approach.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sun-kissed. And what goes along with that for me is the eyebrow thing, because it's like if you tint them, then you don't necessarily need to shape them. If they have a good shape of their own,
exactly.
You can just brush them up, maybe put a little bit of like brow glue, gel, whatever.
Yeah, to keep them in
place. But you already have that shaping on your face, so you can get out the door a little faster and just look put together in the most natural way possible.
It kind of simplifies your morning routine.
Yeah, same thing with tinting the lashes, because then all I need to do is slightly crimp them and brush them through with a little eyelash comb, and I can just go out the door, you know, if I've covered any spots, maybe if I'm like, you know, on my cycle and got a little spot. And it's just so much easier to just get out the door and feel fresh face, because I don't think you don't need makeup to leave the house, but it does feel nice when you feel
better.
Put together.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. I just love it. I'm willing to pay, and I don't even pay an astronomical amount, but I'm willing to pay to get that done, and it lasts me a couple months.
Yeah.
It makes me feel, I don't know, just more confident, and I can sleep in a little bit longer, and I don't have to worry about an extra, because sometimes my brows might take me 5 minutes.
Right.
Sometimes I cannot for the life of me get them to cooperate, and like you said, they're half sisters, and I'm still trying to comb them out. And it's 15 minutes into my, and I'm like, okay, I gotta get out the door.
I haven't even started on the product yet to like fill in. Oh gosh.
It's awful. So that is my number one and most favorite on my list that I do.
Very nice.
Yeah. What about
you? Okay. This seems like this is probably not going to be surprising at all to anybody, but getting my nails done.
Same.
Because in the same way that you feel put together.
Yeah.
You know, it just feels great.
And the...
I know, the click, click, click.
It's my favorite.
Mine are so grown out right now.
Mine are too. Don't look at them.
Yeah, getting my nails done is one of those things that I do because then I always feel put together, feel a little extra girly, a little extra feminine.
Yes.
Love the click. You know?
It's just a whole thing.
And it's not that high maintenance. It's not. Because you go like once every 4 to 6 weeks.
Because, yes. And
ours should probably go sooner.
Yeah.
Every 2 weeks.
We're like, we can last 6 weeks. We go in and they're like,
claws.
When's the last time we saw you?
I don't recall.
I don't remember. Yeah. So I have definitely routine manis and petties. Yes. I'm a petty girl as well. I know you're not.
The scraping of the feet, really. I'd rather just take care of my
scraping.
You know, they like, oh, it's terrible. It doesn't feel good. It's painful.
It's not painful for me. So I get very sensitive. Yeah. Feet. If it were painful, I wouldn't do it. And I don't blame
a lot of discomfort. Yeah. And I don't like my feet being touched anyway by people I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's just kind of weird. Usually, so I just take care of my feet at home.
Yeah.
I have my own little, I bought stuff. I have my own stuff and try to keep them as tidied and lovely as I can.
I just, to me, it's just too much work.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know.
It's certainly not an enjoyable process. Right. You know, yeah.
So yeah, manis petties for me. Another one. So I guess it also, we kind of touched on it, lashes.
Yes.
Same thing with brows. It just makes life easier and more pleasant. And I feel more put together.
Yes.
But, sorry, I have heartburn. It's burning. Okay. wait, that's a Jonas Brothers song. Burning.
Burning up.
Yes.
Burning up for you, baby.
Listen.
I loved that song.
I
was my jam.
I want to go see them.
I kind of moved past it.
I know you have.
Ah.
But I thought I had two.
Yeah.
Until they announced their tour. Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh, wait, I have to go. But I don't. Yeah.
Have they even probably put never out gonna any new music recently?
Yeah.
I'm more out of touch than I thought.
You are, actually. And it's kind of sad. Their new song. Well, one of them. They put out another album.
A whole album?
I'm pretty sure. Let me look it up. But I know one of their songs is called Waffle House.
Now, I've heard of this. I've not listened to it, but yes. I heard they had this song called Waffle House.
It's actually fine. It's not a bop? Favorite.
Meh.
But then there's also one called, dang it, Something Birds. And they wrote it about their daughters, and it's really sweet.
Oh. I'm sorry. No. Jonas it's Brothers. A no for me.
Why?
That just doesn't. I don't want to listen to a song about other people's kids.
I mean, it's not.
You know what I mean? Like,
more. Should I say it's dedicated? It's not like about their dog. Like, they're not singing about their little girls running around.
Okay. That makes
sense, you know? So I meant it's like in their. They wrote it for them, but it's not. I don't know.
I understand what you're saying. I still.
I don't.
I still stick by what.
I'm trying to explain. What is their most recent. The album, let's see, it's called. It's literally called The Album.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is cool. But I'm confused now. Because is this the new one? I don't know. Anyway, all of that. Just I don't know how we started to. Oh, Burning Up.
Yes.
Because my heart burned. That's right.
Yes.
I want to go see them. So anyway, I would fangirl. Not my first. I don't know why I was about to say that. My very first concert was Britney Spears. But that's a whole other story. I saw Jonas Brothers. I was mortified because she was in a crop top. And I was like, Mom, she's in a bra. Like, I was,
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, this is so inappropriate.
This is risque.
Yeah. But I loved every second of it at the same time. Eighth grade, I saw the Jonas Brothers play at the South Carolina State Fair. They were like nobodies at that point. It was the coolest thing ever. Me and all my middle school friends. And now.
We're all well
in
into
30s.
Adulthood,
and it's like, it's just a full circle moment, you know. Anyway, another thing on my list of high maintenance things, getting routine facials, and I get them.
Yes.
I do the dermaplaning as well.
Oh, nice.
I mean, just first of all, what a relaxing thing. Second, the girl that I go to, she always gives you like. Little extras here and there. She'll let you try and doesn't like charge you extra. She'll like add a little red light therapy or a little
that's so nice.
Touches at the end.
Yeah.
But then she always gives you like a massage. She massages your arms and your hands and then of course your face and your neck and kind of like gets into the shoulder. And it's just, it's amazing. But I haven't gone recently. So I went one time during my pregnancy. I think I was still technically in my first trimester. I haven't gone back though because it has gotten so uncomfortable for me to lay on my back. Yeah. And she doesn't have the proper table. Mm-hmm. So last time she used pillows to kind of prop, and I was kind of on one side, but it was just a whole, it was a problem. But I cannot wait. That is going to be one of the first things I do. After delivery, I'm going to say, all right, Steven, watch the baby. I'm going to get a facial. I just love it. It makes me, it kind of just refreshes my skin, and they last, it makes me feeling, it leaves me feeling good for a while.
Yeah.
My face just feels clearer, and I don't have all that peach fuzz, and I just feel like, you know, smooth.
Yes.
And bright and even. And then it wears off, and I'm like, okay, I need another one. But those are another, it's a little bit pricey.
Yeah.
But if it's, to me, it's worth it to fit it into my budget, you know? Mm-hmm. So, facials.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I've never had a facial. I should try that. I keep saying that, but I really should go try to your girl. Yeah.
She's incredible.
Is she in Bluffton?
She is. Huh. She's actually in the same, like, you know when you turn at Dairy Queen, like, to kind of cut through?
Yeah.
That little plaza, the business plaza, right by where you live.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where my dentist is too. That's so convenient.
That's amazing. I'm telling you, you have to go. And you guys would so gel. Like her personality, your person, she's great. Her name's Katie. She's awesome.
I could do that for my birthday.
You could. Please do it. Like a birthday, you deserve it too.
Birthday facial. I've never done that. That could be fun. Super fun.
Yeah. And I think for first time clients, she has like a first time, the perfect facial option on like to book. Oh, and it's so cheaper than her regular ones. Yeah. I think it's like $99.
That's not bad at all. How long does the service usually last?
Definitely 60 minutes. The first one, I think you can purchase a 90 minute option, but usually about an hour.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's so, I'm telling you, you will not regret it. It's so rejuvenating and like relaxing. Mm-hmm. It's great. I recommend. What's your next one?
So, fake tanning.
Oh.
But also, specifically contouring my face with fake tan. So, tanning my whole body and then contouring the face.
So fancy. I've never done that.
Because, listen, all you have to do is throw on a little moisturizer, really, if you just want to run some errands, and throw on a cute fit. And you just feel so good. And you look good and your muscles pop when you have tan. Yeah. That is one of my... That's probably the most high maintenance thing I actually do because it takes up the most time.
Right.
Because I have to do it once or twice a week. But you have to strip all of it off your skin before you put a new one on. You have to shave, all the things, exfoliate. So that's kind of – it's a bit of an endeavor. But Cole's begun doing this now too. So we both tan.
That's awesome.
And we tan each other's backs. But yeah, that, man, it's really the thing for me. The tan solves all my problems. A fake tan.
Wow.
A good fake tan.
Solves all the problems.
I just feel like I can go out in the sunshine and not be a beacon reflecting light. You know what
I
mean?
Well, here's the thing. I say I've never tried that. I've never tried the contouring the face. I've tried fake tanning, but I've yet to find a product that I like using because I feel like they all turn me orange.
Well, yeah, you just need to get a different undertone.
Okay.
And now it's become more popular for there to be tanning products with lots of options. Hmm. Bondi Sands recently came out with, it should be coming to Ulta, but you could probably order it from the website. They now have a violet undertone that you can get. They have one that has caramel undertones for people that are more olive skin. They have one specifically formulated for redheads with very porcelain skin.
Really?
And there's a third one. I mean a fourth one, excuse me. I'm thinking about trying the one with violet in it.
Okay.
And that one is supposed to be for fairer skin. That particularly turns orange with standard fake tan.
Maybe I'll have to try that.
So it could be worth trying.
Because I already have like a very pink red undertone to my skin. And
well, if you have a lot of pink or red in your skin, you might actually need one that has a green base. Because green cancels red.
Right.
So it would balance potentially. And Bondi Sands typically, I think most of theirs are green based.
Okay.
Could be worth trying.
It would, yeah.
Fun fact. I started fake tanning because of you.
Because of me?
Yes.
Why?
I had never fake tanned.
Because you looked at me and said, God, I don't want to look that pale.
No.
Wait.
So way back when we were kind of friends, right? Remember, we were kind of sort of friends, right, becoming becoming closer. You invited me to go to Savannah and get spray tans. Because you're like, I don't want to do this alone. I want to test it for my wedding. I was like, okay, say less. Let's do this.
Yes.
So we go. you did not particularly care for the end result and everything. Right. Like, it's not for me. But I was like, what have I been missing out on my whole life?
That.
And from that point on, I have fake tanned.
Wait, you just unlocked a memory for me? I totally forgot that we did that together.
One of our first times hanging out, just the two of us away.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
Uh-huh.
And I do remember, and I know why I didn't like it, because I ended up choosing a shade darker than I had originally. I let the girl talk me into one darker.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, I don't know if I should do that. I think I should stick with the original. But I let her talk me into it, and I really regretted that. But I think I would have liked it a lot more if I went. Because I had a fake, like a spray tan for prom years ago. My first prom. My second prom went poorly, and I was orange. But first prom, and it was great. And I felt like I didn't look orange at all. So I think if I could find the right product, because you inspire me with it, I'm telling you, I want to do it so badly because it looks fantastic. But I just, I gotta figure that out.
Yeah.
But I don't like being pale. I don't love being translucent every time I walk in the sun. It's so bad. I feel like you can just see my organs. It's awful. Anyway.
Oh gosh. Yes. Okay, that was mine.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
This one is like, okay, I have two more. I'll say this one first. Because this is one, like your brow thing.
Yes.
I have not done this. However, I have been wanting to get laser hair removal.
Ooh.
Particularly, I want to try my underarms first because that's such a small area. And I'll like be able to see how I'm going to react to it. But eventually, I would love to do it on my legs.
Yeah.
Because I just feel, I don't know, shaving is so obnoxious to me, but I'm not one of the girlies that is confident enough or comfortable enough to just not shave. Like, if that's for you, good for you, but I can't. Like, if I have the least bit of stubble, I'm so uncomfortable.
Oh, me too. It bothers me.
It bothers me to no end. And so I'm like, it would be worth a shot to try it once.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it is something that I love the results of, you don't have to do it very often. I mean, initially you do, but then after a while, it's kind of just like a here and there thing. That would be amazing. So that's like my high maintenance, low maintenance goal. I would love to do laser. I almost said laser therapy. What am I trying? Laser hair removal. Laser therapy. Yeah, that's like number one on my list that I want to try.
Yeah.
I've tried waxing. Not a fan. I did it for 4 months. It's painful.
Yeah.
And I know laser removal is going to be painful, but in a different way.
You could Nair your hair off.
I used to use Nair when I was young.
Yeah.
Like young. Yeah. When I first started like talking to my mom about, I want to rid my hair of.
I want to rid my hair of my body.
Rid my body of my hair. And my mom was like, okay, use this.
Yeah.
I am so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I just left it on too long, but my poor skin was like scalded.
That's so sad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe, but I like to try.
Wouldn't then a laser really?
So I've heard it's not, because that was my first thing that I Googled.
Yeah.
Shocker. I Google everything. To find out, like, can people with sensitive skin do this?
Right.
And it doesn't. Because, like, there's no chemicals involved. And it's not, like, burning. It's burning the hair follicle, but in a different way.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I don't know. I don't remember how they described it. But because there's no chemical, like, getting down into your hair follicle, like, singeing it away.
Right.
I don't know. It's different, apparently. Huh. But I would be nervous. Like, I don't. That's why I kind of want to start
with
my underarms.
A place you can hide if it goes poorly.
Exactly.
I'm like those people on TikTok, red. They just got the dots all over them.
Oh. That would not be.
No.
Good. So. Yeah.
It's cold in here, man. My teeth are chattering. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
A really good nighttime skincare routine.
Ooh, that's
because
a good one.
The low maintenance part of this, what makes it low maintenance is that when my skin is clear and even, once again, I can just get out the door really fast. I feel really good. You know,
it makes
me feel better.
Yeah.
And I like being able to get out the door quickly. If it takes me too long to get ready, I'm no longer interested by the time I'm done getting ready. I'm like, I don't want to do this thing anymore.
I don't even want to leave the house now.
I've used up all of my energy.
Just trying to get out the door. When I was younger,
yeah,
it would take me
2 hours.
Yeah, like an hour and a half at least.
Minimum. Oh, and I could never.
I don't understand how I stayed in the bathroom that long. Just
what were we doing?
I actually, now that I think about it, I will say that was like when Ashley and I were both in school together. We would listen to music. Like it was kind of more of an experience.
Yeah.
And we probably were just lollygagging at that point. But still,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason for you. And like guys even still will say, like, as a stereotype for women, oh, they're going to take 3 hours to get ready. Why? Like, no. Yeah. That sounds so miserable to me. I just want to literally take 15 minutes.
Yes.
Yes. Throw myself together and we're done. We're ready to go. Because like you said, by the time I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, I just want to lay back down.
Exactly.
I've
exhausted
more.
Myself.
Yeah. I have one more. And this one's kind of like the same idea.
Yes.
It eliminates something daily if I do this.
Yes.
Which, as we all know by now, it's not the best for your hair if you wash your hair on a daily basis. It's better if you can kind of go a few days in between. And I've trained my hair now to where I can go about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to wash it every 3 days. Sometimes more depending on work and stuff. But I invested, it wasn't even that expensive, but I invested in one of those really nice brush blow dryers, like the brushes.
Yeah.
Because every time I would blow dry my hair with my hair being naturally curly with just a regular blow dryer and it would just go all crazy. I would look like I have a lion's mane and it was just coarse and frizzy and yucky. Well, this brush gives me, like, if I use it and take the time, it takes about 20, 25 minutes. So not even that bad. It kind of gives me like that blowout look.
Yes.
And then it straightens it at the same time. And I can leave it or I can then curl it afterwards with my curling wand. So if I do that once every few days and I take the time to blow it out, curl it, whatever I want to do, then I can just leave it. I can sleep on it. I can wake up, run a brush through it. I don't have to touch up the curls. Like it makes me feel so much better because I hate wearing my hair like this.
Yeah.
I'm not a hair up girly. And I'm jealous of people like you that can wear your hair up. And that look, I look like a founding father. We've talked about that before.
Yes, the founding
yes.
father. You know, I think it has everything to do with placement, though.
Yeah. But when I have it up here, or not on the top,
on
of,
top
my
of my head.
I've tried it all the ways.
Yeah.
And I don't like my face shape, my jawline, nothing about it is pleasant to me to the eye. So I prefer my hair down. But then if I'm really trying to embrace my, another thing you would inspire me to do is embrace my natural curls, figure out the curl pattern and the products that I need to use. And it just never works for me because I feel like it always looks like a frizzy mess. So if I just take the time, blow it out, curl it, I'm good for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I can just hop out of bed, brush my teeth, brush my brows, brush my hair, and leave. And I'm done.
Nice.
You know? So
yeah.
That's my last one on my list. And it's so worth it. 30 minutes tops. Well, if I curl it.
That's kind of how I feel about my curls.
Yeah.
If I just take the time on a good wash day to go through, takes me probably an hour and a half, which includes the shower part, actually washing it, conditioning, all the things. Then I can go for days. And literally all – because I sleep with a silk scarf. I pineapple my hair, silk scarf.
Yeah. There's a fly. I saw it.
See, I knew there was a fly. what was I saying? Oh, silk scarf. I don't have to do anything. I will the roots out just because it's kind of – it gets kind of flat and let it just fall back down. So all I have to do is put my makeup on, throw clothes on, and kind of shake my hair out and go and just let it be its wild craziness. And I can get away with that for days.
Mm-hmm.
And then – on day like four, three or four, depending on how sweaty my workouts have been.
Yeah.
I can put some dry shampoo in the roots, comb the curls out, and iron curl it. And then I can make it to the weekend.
Wow.
And then we'll do my wash once a week.
Yeah.
Right. It's pretty great.
I would love to get to that point.
Yeah.
I'm not quite there yet. I have to do it like, I have to wash, like shampoo, condition, and style, like once every 3 days.
Yeah.
I've done four one time, but I get to... If it starts looking oily, I'm like, nope, I'm grossed out. I have to right now. Mm-hmm. I'm washing it, So
yes.
But yeah, that's my list. I feel like there are probably a ton more that I haven't even thought of.
I'm sure there are more things.
But do you have anything else?
Well, I have two more things.
Okay.
The first one, and I've said this so many times, making my bed every morning.
Oh.
It's technically not a high maintenance thing, but it keeps me low maintenance because it affects my mood. Mm. If I get up and make my bed, it's one less thing, one less house task to do later when I have all my client work and stuff. And it makes me feel good. And then every time I go in the bedroom, oh, the bed is made and it looks all crisp. Yes. You know, that is top notch. Top tier.
You know, I really want to be a make my bed person. And I do think if I worked from home or if I spent, I'm probably going to have to start doing it when I have the baby. Because I'm going to be home for 3 months.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I'm like, I get up. Mm-hmm. I'm rushing around, taking care of the dogs, doing my thing. Then I'm out the door and I'm not back home until 4 or 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then, especially now, I'm so tired. Then I'm home for 2 hours and then I'm already in bed. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the point? It's out of sight, out of mind. But if I'm home and I'm going to be in and out of the bedroom and I see a messy bed, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll try that. It'll be my new thing.
It's a very simple way to boost your mood a little bit.
Yeah. And so when I'm home in the next few months, every day.
You just test it out.
Yeah, just see if it boosts my mood. I'm sure it will. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm like, I don't look at this thing until I'm ready to lay in it again. Yes. And ain't nobody else looking at it either. I will, like, anytime my parents visit or, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because I just, who knows? Like when y'all, I knew that there's no reason they would look in our bedroom.
Mm-hmm. But oh, I'm just going through all your cabinets right now.
But just in case, I made sure the bed was made.
Yes.
And then, you know, you never
see, I would just close my door and be like, don't go in there.
Oh, it was closed. I don't know why. I don't know why I made the bed, like, the door was closed. Yeah. Not thinking, you guys are not going to go down the hallway and
this
open
is so random, but it makes me think of this. Mm-hmm. I finally folded the Mount Everest of laundry that I had in my house.
I'm so
I only
proud
thought of that because making the bed also, one of the downsides is that, oh, here's a place to put my laundry.
Yeah.
Anyway, I folded all of it. There's no laundry piled anywhere. What a great feeling.
Okay, I just picked one that I need to add to my list.
Yes.
Because I think this counts. I need to add folding my laundry the second the dryer is done. Take it out, fold it.
Yeah. Oh, that's way too much work. I say stick to the rule of five.
What's that
when Cole and I implement the rule of five regularly, the laundry doesn't pile up. Ugh. It's the most brilliant thing. If you have a pile of laundry, every time you pass it, fold only five things. That's it. You don't have to fold a single piece more than five. Fold it, put away. Move on with your life. If you do that every time you pass it, before you know it, there is no pile. But you don't have that, like, okay, I got to stand here. Because it took me almost an hour. It was so big. It took me almost an hour to fold and everything.
And then my back starts hurting. Yeah. And then I'm like, ugh.
And that's just because neither of us had done the rule of five. We hadn't done it. We'd just been letting it pile up, doing other things. But, man, it's great.
Yeah, I might have to try that. Because I can't.
Start baby step. That's your baby step.
I spent 40 minutes the other day folding ours. And it was, and I haven't even touched Steven's.
Mm-hmm.
That was just mine. And the towels and the sheets. And
right.
Stuff. But, like, okay, rule of five.
Rule of five.
I'm going to add that to my list of to-dos.
Yeah.
Rule of five.
And sometimes, but I never put pressure on myself, but sometimes I'm like, oh, hey, I could do five more. Like, I'm feeling it.
Right.
Oh, 10. And then I move on. But there's never pressure beyond the five. That way you don't, because I don't know, you might be kind of like me where then I'm like, oh, gosh, I should just fold the whole thing right now.
Yeah.
Even though technically I have other things that are a higher priority that need to be done. And then it just throws me off and I feel, oh, I wasn't as productive as I thought, you know, or I'll beat myself up about it. But if you're just like, no, five is enough.
And then move on.
And you do that eight times, like, well, hey. Yeah.
Why have I not taken that advice yet?
I don't know.
Because we've talked about this.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure last time I was like, that's a great idea. And then I just didn't.
Yes.
Again, it's because it's out of sight, out of mind,
right.
Because I closed the guest room.
Yeah. Oh, there goes the clock again.
Yeah. You did hear it last episode. It made me happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
What's your last item?
Well, the last thing I was going to say is meal prepping breakfast and lunch. And this is something I need to be better at. But man, it makes life so great.
Yeah.
When your stuff is already done, or even if it's just having the few ingredients you need ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
To like make your fun little egg white sandwich thing in the morning. Just having it prepped makes you, my stomach's growling, can you hear it? You're more likely to actually follow through
yeah
with having that thing and then being satiated and having more energy, and it just makes the day better.
Yeah.
So it's a slightly high maintenance thing, taking the time on a different day to prep, whatever that looks like for you. But
right.
It does make the rest of your days during the week a lot easier.
I do like that one.
And that's my last one.
Yay.
That's my last thing. This feels over. No.
I mean.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
I'm telling everyone that now.
I stand by all of our high maintenance to-dos that we do.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Just fun, simple little things. Well, not necessarily fun, but simple things that make life seem a bit easier.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, then.
I don't know.
That's all we have to say.
That's all. Yep. That's
another Thursday in the podcast episode in the books. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. If you've been here a while, we love you. If you're new, we love you too.
Yes.
So there you go.
You're all loved.
We appreciate all five of you. The five joke never gets old.
Every
man.
Time you kept saying the rule of five, that's all I could think about. No. And then I was like, wait, I need to separate that in my brain. Yeah. But yes, we love all five of you. We're very thankful for you.
This feels over.
This feels over.
It is so applicable, you guys, any situation where things are coming to a close and you don't want it to be awkward. You just say, hey, this feels over. And that's it.
Just
leave the situation immediately.
The next time I'm in an awkward conversation, I'm just going to say, this feels over, and just turn around and walk away.
You don't say, like, this feels over. You're just kind of like, well, this feels over. Like, with a happy kind of disposition.
Oh, it's a happy thing.
This feels over. You know, I had such a great time. I'm going to go. And you just
me,
leave.
I'm just like, this feels over. I hate goodbye. Every second of this. Good riddance. Stomp off. Okay.
Well, good chat.
Yes.
Can't wait to chat with you all again next week. We're going to brainstorm some ideas.
Yes.
We hope you're having a great Thursday. Hope that your Friday and your upcoming weekend is really great, you guys. Hope that it's relaxing, if that's what you need. Hope that it's fun, if that's what you need.
We should have just kept the original.
This is it. Are you ready? Everybody get close. This is happening.
Listen in.
This is it. We'll catch you in the next episode. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.